enjoy these days because they are fleeting. And maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed by your family. I don't have any magic formula for you, but embrace it because it is a good, good thing.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it's a busy morning here at the Wilson Family House. And I should say that you might hear some in the background because my son and yes, no horses, but they're playing ping pong upstairs. So my brother Kent, who is normally a listener, he is up there. I couldn't coax him on to the show. I said, hey, you should come down, but maybe we'll get him sometime online somehow and interview him. But you don't know this, but we're recording this a little bit later today, 2 hours later, because there's another Wilson in the world. Ben and Ressa had their baby boy, Anderson David Wilson. He was 8 pounds. Everything went great. But last night, I don't know, around maybe just right around dinner time, Rissa said, well, it might be, things might be kind of happening. I don't know if this is really it. And so we took the kids for a couple hours and then we took them back to their house. And at, I don't know, about 11 o'clock, we're laying in bed, maybe a little after 11, the phone rings and I immediately jumped up and started putting all my clothes on, you know, and like I'm getting like a fireman getting it in, going into action. And I could tell it was Ben's ringtone. And my wife goes, okay, we're going. They're getting ready to go. And so we walked next door and inside, you know, Rissa, it looks a little shaky, which is always a good sign that something, a baby is coming. And Debbie's like, you know, Ben said he's afraid it might come so real quick. He goes, she said, should I read up on how to deliver a baby? And I'm like, no, no, we're not doing that. And so Debbie actually went with him to the birthing center just in case she had to deliver the baby in the car. And they made it to the birthing center. So they would have checked in at the birthing center about 11:30. They had the baby at 1:30 and they walked back in their house at about 9:30.
Wow.
So this morning.
That's quick.
So, I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing.
That's awesome.
And they brought their new baby with them. And Rissa said, I think they were, you know, they were pleased by the whole process. It was not as terrible as it could be. Everything went smoothly. And she said, she just kind of looked happy and she said, I'm back. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I feel like I haven't been me for like the last 3 months. She goes, I feel back. And so it just felt good not to be pregnant, I think she was saying.
Yeah.
So they're excited. And then my brother with all the cousins decided to come over at that moment. And so my wife's not really super excited at me right now. Like, why are all these kids here?
So did you guys get any sleep last night?
Well, I did a little bit. Oh, and then Debbie went at 4 o'clock in the morning because Rissa's mom called and said, oh, let's go over. And so Debbie and Maggie and Rissa's mom went and Rissa's sister, Carolyn, my other daughter-in-law, they all went over and visited just for a real short time at 4. They came back and I don't know what time they came back, but she woke me up because I was asleep on the couch. But it was a long night last night, but everybody's doing good.
You seem surprisingly awake for that long of a night. I would be.
Well, when you have like 25 cousins over here all playing ping pong, that'll do it to you. That'll do it to you.
Yes.
So do you remember those days, Scott? Do you remember those? That day, that day right after, or the day of the birth when you brought him home. Here's Kent. Come on over here, Kent. You can see Scott. Here, come over here and see Scott. This is what Scott looks like.
Yeah. Hey, it's Rockstar. Yeah. How are you? Oh, you can't hear. We've got you on air now. What's up, Kent?
You're better looking than I ever imagined.
Wow, thanks.
This is quite an honor, Todd, to be on this show. It's been a dream.
It's a big honor. You should cherish
bucket list.
This.
Oh, how's it going, Scott?
Hey, Kent, how's it going?
That birthday greeting was, you should sell that. Totally.
Awesome. He's trying.
You
can
make a lot
that.
Of money on that. Seriously, that's a good idea.
You won't make any money on it, but that's okay.
You it's are a big honor, the star though. Of this show. Everyone knows you're the star of the show.
Well, thank you.
It's Todd's second fiddle. But
turning red, yeah.
You're turning red. All right, I got to go.
All right, see ya.
There you go.
Very cool.
That was my younger brother, Kent. My other brother, Drew, is also here. He's not here right now. He could care less to talk to you, Scott. The only time he's ever listened to the show is the one he was on several years ago. So he didn't care.
Well, that was a big honor for me. I feel, wow, I'm all verklempt.
A flutter. You're all a flutter. You're throwing him off, Kent. So you can't even think about what those early, what was it? Do you remember that day? Maybe you remember bringing, not the day after, but that time when you had your first child, your second child, or maybe all your children, mm-hmm. and you come home and it's kind of quiet, you know, yeah. It's, I'll tell you, when they brought home this baby, it's a lot less quiet than
it
was.
No quiet anymore.
You know, there's this little Hudson who's two. He's like, this is my Buzz. And he's like, and it's the baby's face. Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. Right. Woody. You know.
Yeah. When you've got three, you're outnumbered and it's every man for himself at that point. So have fun. Blessings upon them.
And it is such a wonderful time. I mean, it's just, maybe it's a beginnings time, you know, where you're just, I don't know.
You have a rosy glow, Todd, I think.
I do.
I think the rest of us dads remember babies very differently than you do.
Well, I know some of the dads listening are still in that baby stage, still bring them home brand new babies. And I'll tell you, dads, you are so blessed. I mean, really, it is a good, good thing. And it gets better. But there is something special about those starting off days, you know. And I don't know, Scott. And we've talked about this in the past, even those friendships, when you just start, everybody's kind of in the same stage. Everybody's in the same phase. You don't have any friends and your friends aren't driving, you know, really nicer cars than you. You're all driving beater cars and in little houses.
And then you're so happy when you finally get a van.
That's right.
You're driving some, you know, when you're with your first kid, you're driving whatever car your parents gave you when you were in college. and it's true. Falling apart. You're cramming the car seat in, but then you finally get a van someday and you feel like you're just awesome. Then you know, 10 years later, you're scraping Cheerios out of it still and wondering what happened to your life.
Well, I know it won't be long. I'm thinking, you know, my son's going to, he's going to start looking into bigger vans one of these days. And you just like, I don't really miss the big van days, but I remember them. We did it for a long, long time.
This is none of my business, but are they, you know, wanting to have 8-9 kids, or is it just, you know, whatever?
Well, on behalf of Rissa, I would say yes, it is none of your business. But they always kind of joke. Rissa always joke, 10 kids is a, you know, but when you're at 3, 10 looks a long way away. But Renly, who's the oldest, she's looking at her new baby brother and she goes, I want a sister, you know, and Riz is like, we're not ready for that yet. So I don't know there. I mean, there are just some wonderful things. And again, dads, maybe some of you are out there thinking, I don't know if we want any more kids. Yeah. If I were you, I'd want as many as God would give you, because I tell you, it is and Scott would attest to this. It is just such a blessing, and the blessing increases. It gets harder. Because there are times where you're like, you think you can barely breathe and how do you juggle all these? But I'll tell you, there is nothing better than seeing all your adult kids hang out together and you think, wow, this has just become something amazing.
Yeah. I was shocked at the joy of knowing my kids as adults. And as they get older into adulthood, I didn't realize what great friends I would have with my kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that is pretty amazing. And I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what, and I've talked about this before too. What really is shockingly encouraging to me is watching my kids interact together. You know, when we eat together and they're all just having a blast talking, or the big thing, you know, last year we played a lot of volleyball. We have not played one game of volleyball this year. I don't know if it's because we have some pregnant moms, you know, and they haven't wanted to, but the kids play spike ball. Have you ever seen, you know what that is? Mm-hmm. Where they play around this little round net on the ground, and they just love playing it. And the old ones and the young ones, and they play it together. And it's so much fun to, as soon as they walk in the door, they're like, you guys go to play spike ball? And it's just fun to watch them out the window, or, you know, sit near them and watch them and see them interact as brothers and sisters. And really, I was thinking of this, Scott, and tell me, you have to give me your thoughts on this. Because I continue, and maybe this will be the continual struggle for the rest of my life. I continue to struggle with this wacky world that we live in, and all the gender crud and all the really the non-truth that is spouted off as truth. And I was just thinking, you know, if Christ should return or hold back his return, really, if we have big families, we could eventually win, you know, because if we could train our kids to love Jesus and walk with him, and then they could train their kids to love Jesus and walk with him, we can win. We could win by volume, I think. I don't know. So, Dad, you keep training you keep walking with God, and you train your kids to walk with God. And whether we win or not, I do think that we still have an impact. And I think there is something to that. Arrows in the hands of a warrior, you know, you're the children born in your youth. They do have some, it's a powerful thing to shoot a child out into the world who can be salt and light, maybe where you can't be. So there you go.
Preach it, brother.
Okay.
I'm praying for Jesus to come back quick.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, hey, we're going to keep this really short because I have another meeting here in just a few minutes. And
by meeting, you mean ping pong tournament?
No, the ping pong, you can't hear the ping pong now because they all left. So they've moved on. They're like locusts. Eat and destroy, move somewhere else. So we're going to bask in these early days of having a new child. I know our plans have changed. You know, we were planning to leave tomorrow to go to the Lego Brick Fair in Virginia. I think I mentioned that last week with my younger kids. Well, now we're not going. So we're having to try to figure out something with our kids. And we were really looking forward to all that. But hey, that's what family does. It takes everything away from you. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, Dad, have a great week. Enjoy the summer. It feels like summer here. I assume it does down in Cincinnati. It's dry. It just sounds and feels like summer outside. Enjoy these days because they are fleeting. And maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed by your family. I don't have any magic formula for you, but embrace it because it is a good, good thing. So have a great week. And don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.